This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the last few minutes, the government reported that American payrolls grew by just 113,000 people. That is 41% lower than the average pace of monthly job creation over last year. The professional forecasters, who were well aware of the bad weather in January, still were predicting growth of something around 180,000. That's from the official survey of payrolls. The parallel survey of households that the government does finds the unemployment rate in January seeming to improve from 6.7 to 6.6%. Even with the labor force participation rate expanding slightly. Julia Coronado, chief economist North America for BNP Paribas in New York, has been reading into the Labor Department report just now. Hey, Julia.
Hey, how are you?
So not happy reading there.
No, another disappointing month. I mean, January is always notorious because of the seasonal issues, but we didn't see a huge weather effect here. Construction was actually very strong, as was manufacturing. So we did see some layoffs of the retail workers that typically get laid off. So some of that volatility is to be expected. More worrisome spots were healthcare. We're seeing a second month of layoffs there. That's unusual. And state and local government workers still having hard times. And federal workers also getting laid off.
It's quite interesting. We do live at a time in which government purse strings are being squeezed, of course. Healthcare, possibly related to the overall changes in the healthcare industry, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard that the hospital industry is having some tough times, and it looks like they are tightening their belts a bit in terms of hiring. And yeah, this is a government, a shrinking government environment, and we certainly see that in the jobs numbers.
And just very briefly, the actual labor force participation rate expanded?
Yeah, that picked up. That's usually a good sign that people are coming back into the labor force. So if we put a few months of that trend together, that would be certainly encouraging. It does tend to bounce around, so we don't want to read too much into it, but maybe that's the sign of a spring upturn.
All right, Julia, thank you very much. Julia Coronado at BNP Paribas. Appreciate it.